sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus b'diyama yoshev b'tziyam golan ben Gabriela David matan ben Dvora Ruth Victoria Vastila Ravida Lishuda ben Ruti Rios Hashleima. The Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Hei Amud Aleph says Edom Zomen Hu Lisni. Why isn't Edom Zomen on the list of Rabbi Shaya of the Avos Nezikin? The answer is he holds like Rabbi Akiva, who say that Edom Zomen don't pay on the basis of their own admission. So evidently theirs is not a payment of monetary restitution, rather it is a fine, as only one who is found liable based on the testimony of witnesses pays a fine, not one who is moida himself. So since they're moida themselves, they're not paying this fine, and it doesn't list it on the Avos Nezikin, because those are mammon. And this is not mammon, this is kenas. Rashi explains, Seldor Rekiva de Omar b'Maseches Makis, Eidim Zomer Eshal Piatzman, what's the case that they're not Meshalim Al Piatzman? Konim Huzimu Bevezdin Zeh, V'lo Hispik Baal Din L'Hamidim B'Din U'L'Toivim. They became Eidim Zomer in this Bevezdin, and the Baal Din wasn't able to be Mamid them B'Din and B'Toiveya. They already became Eidim Zomer, but they haven't been Nitba yet, they haven't been sued yet. And they went somewhere else, and they're Moida there. And they said, we're Edom Zomen, Bezin Shel Ploni, they're Pater. So you see, it's a Knas, and Moida B'Knas is Pater. So that's how we prove that it's a Knas, because they go to a different Bezdin. And they go to a different Bezdin in their Moida, their Pater. So since it's Medina Knesses, it's not listed in the Nezikin list, which are Mammon. Now, Rashi says the same word in Makis, that they go to one basin, they didn't wear Mamadim Bedin, and they go to a second basin in their Moida. And it says, Shans and Makis, Nafkimel Abral, if he's Tamean Rashi, who explains they went to another basin and they were Moida there. Because even in the basin, they could be Moida in that basin, they were Husamed. That was, they became Zoyman, and before the Tviya, they're Moida. And so to writes Rabbeinu Peretz, that Rashi says, why does he have to say they're more than another? Why does Rashi say they're more than another Bezdin? You have them more than this Bezdin, that's enough. Calls Manshalan is Chaybu L'Shali Mahani Oida Osa. Gamba Taisis Yishana B'Makas Kasvu, Duradin Davi Matzi Rashi L'Far Shod Boisei Bezdin. El Delav Orcha, it's usually not the way. So we have two Rishonim sort of arguing with Rashi, in Taman Rashi. And Taisis Yishana says Rashi doesn't really mean he went to another basin. Could even mean he went to the same basin. Just Slav Orcha, it's not the normal way. But Pashtus Rashi holds that the Mamash went to another basin. So we want to understand how Rashi is Nechlak on Yisrael Shainim. Yisrael Shainim say that they could be Moed in this, could be Moed in the same basin. And Rashi holds that he goes to another basin. So what's this Machlekes all about? B'tzerach bi or b'may pligo. As nera kach. Tais later on, 33b, Gabinai writes, Vim Tomer Perik Naira Tanan lo hispik lamad bedinat she bagor knasa la atzim av amaya mishas pitu zecha ba'av amash medu knasa la zachi at shas hamad bedin. So it says there that if they weren't mamid, the mefated ledin, and he's mefated Naira, and she becomes a bagaris, so she gets the knas. I mishas pitu the father zayche. We say no. By knas, you only get it mishas hamad bedin. And hamad bedin, she was ready a bogeris. So you see that even though the Torah was mechayev a knas, he's only mechayev to pay al pish psak beisdin. The psak beisdin makes the chiyuv. see the same word in Tosis later on here in Baba Kama and Dalet Amud Aleph. Akati Gabriel Mechayev Da Filu Shmuel Damer Le Kaman Moedi Beknas. Rechach Bo Edim Chayev Mikol Mokum Kol Shalei Omad Bedin. Leicha Shvin and the Gabriel Bar Chiyuv Linyan Knas. Even according to Shmuel, it says that Moedi Beknas and then Edim come afterwards. He's Chayev. But before Hamad Bedin, he's not considered a Bar Chiyuva as far as Knas is concerned. When is he considered a Bar Chiyuva? Only when he's Amad Bedin. Before the Hamad Bedin, before the Beis Din Paskins, he's not Chayv Knas. Because a Knas is not like other Chiyuva Iman. Chiyuva Iman, he's chayv to pay without the psak Beis Din. And even when they come to Beis Din to judge whether he's chayv or pater, and Beis Din says he's chayv, it doesn't mean for mammon. It doesn't mean that he was mischayv besibas psak Beis Din. The psak Beis Din is just a gilu that he was chayv in the first place. Hashem came beknas, calls mancha Beis Din lo pasku. Sheplani chayv l'shalim klas is no chiyuv at all. Psak Beis Din makes the chiyuv. That the psak Beis Din, it doesn't even have to be yotzei de shemayim. They create the chiyuv. So that's Tosfos. However, the Rosh, 15b, brings from the Ravid, writes that even though the idna lo magbina knasis, amra banan de mishamtina le adam afayis le nizak kerois Beis Din. Yemeish tam kitzva men atayra kechamishim shalaynis umafata adiyoy voisa kitzva. The Rosh is masik, the livre arabi govendina knasis babal, v'dein l'cha govayna godola mizu. So the Ravid is mashma that you're chayv a knas, even without a psak Beis Din. Because he says that even without a psak Beis Din, like for example, even though today we're not going to knasis, but still he has to be a mefayis person, even without a psak Beis Din. He still has to pay the knas of the chamishim kes of the onus imufate. So the Ravid Rosh says, according to the Ravid, you're collecting knasis in Bavel. Because that's collecting. That's saying that you put him mecheire mishamtinanle until he's mefayis the nizik. Why are you mishamtinanle? He's not chayv anything. There was no psak Beis Din. You see that the Ravid holds that a knas is mischayv without a psak Beis Din. Because today we're not done dine knasis. There's no psak Beis Din. The afal pichein mishamtinanle. We put him in chayrim. So you see that there's a chi of knas, even without a psak Beis Din. So that would appear to be the machlokes over here. Are you chayv a knas without a psak Beis Din? Or no, dafka psak Beis Din makes the knas, and that's going to be the machlokes Rashi with the Tosis Shans, Tosis Yishanim, and Rabbeinu Peretz. Edim Zoyim were moedi b'knas, but Beis Din Rishon. Shehuz Mubol, do we say Moedi B'Knas Pater? According to Tosis Shans, Tosis Shem, Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, that's like Tosis later on, Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph that we read out earlier, that if he wasn't Oymed Bedin, there's no Chi of Knas at all. Because the Psak Beis Din is Garim the Chi of Knas. Without a Psak Beis Din, it never starts. And therefore, they hold that even where the Edim Zoymen were Moedi B'Beis and Shehuz Mubol, we also say Moedi B'Knas Pater. They don't have to go to a different Beis Din. They can be Moedi in the same Beis Din. And without a psak Beis Din, there's no haschala for the chi of knas. So that's why it's called moed b'knas. Because until the tviya, he wasn't mischayev in anything. So since he hasn't yet been mischayev, he could be moed b'knas in the same Beis Din and be pater. But so that's the way the other Rishonim hold. Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds that when the Torah is mechayv to be mishalim b'knas, the chiyuv is chali without a psak Beis Din. Because the Torah is mechayv him to pay the knas. And therefore, the Eid Zoymeim is moide b'knas in front of the Beis Din where he became an Eitz Zomim, that's not going to patter him, because immediately when the Mezimim were made that he's an Eitz Zomim, he was mischayv to be mishalim the Knas. And not that we require that the there should be a Tviyah, he should be sued. The reason is because if he wasn't Tviyah, the Beis Din doesn't force him to pay the Knas. Because maybe the litigant is Moichel the Knas. And Beis Din isn't Nizkak L'chayv L'shalim Shum Choyv until the Tviyah comes in his Tviyah. But without a Tviyah's Tviyah, the Beis Din isn't Nizkak L'chayv L'shalim. But after the Tviyah comes, and Beis Din paskins that he's chayiv, so Glei Milsa that the nitba was chayiv meikar. After the tviya, it turns out that he was already mischayiv. In other words, the tovea comes and he sues and he says, "You owe me a knas." And then Beis Din paskins, and so it turns out he was chayiv all along. They're megala that he was really chayiv the knas all along. Therefore, Rashi says that the Rabbi Kiva says Ein Eidim Zomim Mishalmin Al Piyatsu, and that's only when they went to a, they ran away to a different Beis Din, because in this Beis Din it's too late already. He's not Moed B'Kenas; he was already Mischayv the Kenas. The second Eidim Zomim came, they made him an Eid Zomim. The second they were amazing him, and they made him into an Eid Zomim, they were Mechayv him. Either was not to be yet; it doesn't matter. He's already Chayv to pay this Kenas. When he goes to another Beis, and that'll patter him. Because that Beis hasn't yet heard the Eidus of the Mezimin. So this is a Moed B'Knas before the Eidim come. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim. Does Beis Din create the Knas, or is Beis Din just Megal, there was a Knas all along? According to the other Rishonim, Shad is there's no Knas without a Beis Din. So Memela, even though there was already, they already became Eidim Zomim, but there was no Tviya yet, so you can still be Moda. He wasn't sued yet by the Nidam, so he can still be Moda. So there's no chiyuv yet, he could still be modi, he's being modi before the chiyuv. But according to Rashi, if you're in the same basin, it's too late. They already came and made you an Eid Zomim, even before the tviya, you're already chayiv. This before, they can only force you after the tviya. You're already chayiv before, Mimele, the only time you could be talk about being modi before the knas is after you were mischayiv already, meaning after the basin already, after you already found to be an Eid Zomim. What's the case of you being Maida in a different Beis Din where you haven't yet been found to be an Eitz Zomim? And with this, we can explain the Machlokas later on. Moedim Knas V'chaytach Bo Eidim. Rab Ayin Hamad Aleph. Rab says Pater. Shmuel says Chayiv. What happens if he's Moedim Knas and then Eidim come? So their Machlokas is the Yisod, this Din, of Moedim Knas Pater. Is Pshat is that Hoidah B'Knas is a Ptur? Or it's not a Ptur, it just can't be Mechayiv him. But even though B'chol Mamun we say Odas Baldin Kim Eidim Tami, by Knas, the Hoidah can't be Mechayiv. If Moedim Knas is an active Ptur, if so, even though Eidim come afterwards, he's still going to be Pater. Because he was already Niftar Al Deh Odasa. But if Moedim Knas is not a Ptur, you can't be mechayiv him, if, and we don't say hodas baldin kameidim dami, but if edim come afterwards, he's mechayiv. So that's their machlekes moedib knas v'chakach bo edim. Rab says pater because moedib knas is an active ptur, and Shmuel says chayiv because moedib knas you're not chayiv to pay, but it's not an active ptur. Mail if edim come afterwards, now you're going to be chayiv to pay. So this suffix itself says the Marina Rav Nosson Zatzal, this is all Rav Nosson. This suffix itself, if Moedib Knas is a Ptur, Chisar, and Chiyuv, is telling the Machlokes Rishonim. The Chiyuv Knas comes automatically Midin Torah, or only because of the Psak Beis, and if you learn the Chiyuv Knas comes Midin Torah, if so, you can say Misvar Chitzayna, that Hoidah B'Knas is going to be Mechayiv and Kumo Kol Chiyuv Mamet, the Mahani Hodaz Baldin. If we learn that Chiyuv Knas is a Din Torah, and you don't need the Beis Din, so then you can use an external svar and say that Hoda is going to be Mechayiv, and like any Chiyuv Maman, that Hoda's Baal Din is Mechayiv. But now that we have a Pasuk, V'yashin Elokim Prat L'moedi B'Knas, so it refers that even though Chiyuv Knas comes from Din Torah, nevertheless, it's Xeris HaKosuv, then Moedi B'Knas is Pater. And we don't say Hoda's Baal Din come Edim Dami, but if Edim come afterwards, he's going to be Mechayiv. Because the Hoda'a Knas is not an active tour, just that there's no Chiyuv. But if you learn that a Chiyuv Knas comes by the Psak of the Beis Din, so we know Misvara that he's not Chayav Adi Hoda'asa. Because there's no Psak Beis Din. And if so, that there's a Pasuk of Yashir Shein Olkim Prat L'Moedib Knas, Moedib Atzmo. So it must be the Pasuk is telling us something else. That Moedib Knas makes an active tour. If it's a Chiyuv Midin Torah, so it's a chiv midin Torah, then you would say that kenas a chiv midin Torah, you would say that if a person's maldi, he has to pay. And comes the pasuk and say no. Even though it's a din Torah, if a person's maldi doesn't have to pay. But if afterwards Edom come, and they say that he's chayiv, then he's chayiv. But if you say that the bezin creates the chiv, then you know on your own that his hodah isn't effective. So what's the pasuk telling you when you have a limud that if he's moida, he's off the hook? That means it's an active ptur. Once he's moida, he'll never have to pay even if Edom come afterwards. So that this chakira of how to understand the chiyuv knas is going to impact these two machlokos between Rashi and the other Rishonim. If he could be moida in the same Beis Din, it means there was no psak basin yet. So in the mele, he can still be moided. In the same basin, since there was no tviya. But if he holds it in Torah, so al pi Torah, he's already chayv in this basin. So it has to be in a different basin, like Rashi holds. And if you hold that it's a din Torah, so then you would think that it's a din Torah that. Knas is a din Torah, and if he's moda, he's going to have to pay. So kamash melano, the chiddush is moda b'knas, you don't have to pay. But if afterwards come edim say you have to pay, then you have to pay. Hashem kain, if you hold that it's that chiyuv knas is only after a psak based, and so then it's pashut that if you're moda yourself, you're not chayiv. So what is the pasuk telling us when we learn that if you're moda, you're not chayiv? It means that it's an active ptur. And a male, if you're mowed, and then afterwards Edom come, it's too late. You already patted yourself. So that's a nice little shtickle. And of course, there's a lot more to say. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we'll revisit this. So yeah, thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.